Welcome home, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Welcome Home is a podcast where I, your host Josh, sit down for a conversation with different people who I admire and discuss whatever's on their mind, and especially focus on life at home in times like this. Wherever you are and however you're listening, thank you for your support, and once again, welcome home. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining in on this week's episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Those of you watching us on YouTube, welcome back. We've been loving getting to interact with you all on this new platform, newer platform, and it's been a treat just to host this podcast and share it with you all through a new medium. To those of you who are listening, first off, thank you for listening. And I want to encourage you, if you have the chance, check us out on our YouTube channel. Just search The Katinas and you'll find us. We've been doing a lot of work to make this show special and as good as it can be for our audience. And I think you, if you're a fan of the show, you'll enjoy watching us on YouTube. So please check us out. I want to start off by saying thank you to those of you who support not only this podcast, but also Katina Ministries as a whole through your prayers, through your engagement with us, and especially those of you who partner with us financially. You know who you are, and you are an important part of who Katina Ministries is. So thank you so much for your generosity and your faithful partnership with us. And if you are curious to learn more about who Katina Ministries is, what we do, I would encourage you to visit our website, thekatinas.com. You'll find all the information you need to know there. So thanks in advance for that. And as we begin today's episode, I'm thankful to have a returning guest. We were talking before the show. I think it's her third time here, but I'd like to welcome back my Auntie Chrissy Katina. Auntie, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And she's joined by her lucky husband.
This guy.
Definitely lucky husband, yeah. Yes.
Auntie, I am excited to have you here, and I know that there's been a lot going on in your life lately, and I think, you know, our audience, they love hearing from my aunties, so I know that they're going to be blessed by this. It has been, I don't know when the last time you were on the show, but it has been a little bit, so maybe there's some new listeners who are wondering, who is this? I just want to give you a chance, if you would, just to introduce yourself and share just whatever you feel is important about yourself.
Well, I'm Chrissy. I'm James's wife. Mm-hmm. And I am originally from New Jersey, southern New Jersey, and moved here in, it's getting long, about 25 years ago to Nashville to be in a musical group called Zoe Girl. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was just literally drove down here in my little blue car and knew nobody, and just started an incredible journey. Yeah. And so I was in that group for about 7 years. And then in the meantime, met this lovely man. We started writing together, and just it all kind of flowed from there. He started buying me lunch after church.
Wow.
So that's when I knew he was a keeper.
Were we using church for courtship?
She was a starving musician. I just thought I'd help, buy her a meal.
That's awesome. He bought it for me, but he also bought it for the girl next to me just to make it look not obvious. So,
just in case.
Expensive.
I'm just a community person.
Yes.
What was the budget back then?
Yeah, right. Food was a little less expensive, though. I will say that.
Yeah, this was pre-inflation and all that. So.
Well, Uncle, Auntie, I'm glad to have you guys on, and I just want to kind of, as we start, give you guys a chance to talk about what's been going on in your lives over the last several months. I know that there's a lot, so I'm sure it'd be interesting to talk about.
Well, if I can just share this, Josh, because this is obviously, Chrissy is our featured guest, but so in honor of that, I just want to say how truly grateful, truly blessed I am with my wife, who has been a blessing, part of my story, especially the road of redemption. Really, she plays probably the biggest role, you know, obviously outside of God, and just how God used Chrissy to really just build me back up. If that's probably the best way I can sort of describe one of the darkest seasons in my life. And all that to say, we've been married now for a little over 20 years. And in those 20 years, of course, so much has happened. But from my perspective, one thing I do know is I don't verbalize it enough. I don't say it enough. And especially in front of you, Chris, just how much you've been my anchor. You've been my support, but you've been my anchor. You've just helped me to even navigate through my own challenges, my own you know, stuff, my own issues, and to any married couple out there, I say this just very humbly and with a heart of gratitude that I just don't know how a man could go through life without such a great anchor, and that's what you've been for me.
Thanks, babe.
So I wanted to just get that.
That's beautiful.
Well,
if that's
you.
All I say, that's all I needed to say. So
good job.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Uncle. I want to know what's been going on in your life, Auntie, and how has this season been treating you lately?
Ooh, it's been quite a year.
I'd say this has been a full year.
Yeah, I think back in January,
we were not quite done yet.
Kind of thinking ahead to the months ahead, and we're like, wow, we better start making a list because it's just like one thing after another. It's like one of those years where it's like big things. Like my sister got married, so all of our family from New Jersey came down. So that
congrats,
was
Auntie Jenny.
Yes, she's a married woman.
Auntie Jenny.
So we love Barry. Hi, Barry.
Barry.
We love Barry.
Barry.
Barry's amazing. So good for her. And so that was a really fun season. Got to have our whole, they don't come down too much. So it's kind of like a reunion of sorts.
That's special.
Yeah. So we did that. And then, man, we went right into
graduation.
We had graduation with Haley, our oldest daughter. Yeah. She's turning 18 in like, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
Like,
she'll be 18 by the time this comes out.
She'll be 18 by the time. She'll be an illegal adult. So, so we're celebrating her graduating. She's getting ready to go to college.
Which is another.
She'll be in college by the time this comes out. So, I mean, it's just a lot of really great things. And on top of that, probably the biggest thing this whole year just happened. And I'll let him share.
Oh, man. Well, it is the biggest thing in the form of a small package.
Yes.
In our first grandchild, our grandson Shiloh, James Curtis Katina, was born not even a week ago, just a few days ago. And as Chrissy said, I mean, you prepare for things, and certainly we've been preparing for, I guess, close to 9 months with Shiloh's parents, our son Jackson, and our beautiful daughter-in-law, Leah. But even in the preparing, you just don't know what it's gonna bring, you know, this beautiful gift. Of course, I've got nephews and nieces, and then, you know, some of my brothers have grandbabies now. And so you live vicariously for a moment and just try to gather what it's gonna be like, but you won't know until you know. And so really for the last 4 days, I guess it's been, we've just been walking on clouds, and you know, we're trying to be just be sensitive to the parents, and not, you know, coming over every day, but certainly checking in, FaceTiming, and just wanting to just see and get a glimpse of this little baby boy, you mm-hmm. know, his these first initial days, and but it is truly a miracle, you know. And mm-hmm. having grandkids, and I'd love to know your thoughts, Chrissy. It's definitely different than having your own. You know, having your own is obviously special, but having grandkids is a different kind of special. Yeah. And so while we're just less than a week into this journey, as you can imagine, Josh, we have so many things that we're looking forward to, and we're already planning our own sort of agenda. but we know that, you know, as time continues on, there's going to be these just great moments mm-hmm. and memories that we'll mm-hmm. be able to have, and getting to see Jackson and Leah, you know, become parents. You know, there's something really beautiful and special. So we have so much that we're looking forward to, and just in so many ways we count our blessings, and we realize that, man, we're not worthy of all of this, but we are mm-hmm. certainly just in this place of gratitude and just on the receiving end. So it's a full time, but it's a beautiful time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, formally, I'd like to congratulate you guys.
Thank you.
I've gotten to see my own parents. They became grandparents mm-hmm. just a little over a year ago when my brother Eli and my sister Amelia had their first son. And so I've gotten to watch my parents become grandparents. Yeah. And here's one thing I've learned is that grandparents can talk forever about being grandparents. It's all they want to talk about. And so I definitely want to talk about that with you guys today. So but cool. Before we do that, I did want to just touch on Auntie and Uncle, your guys's, the season you're in with Haley, your oldest, who's she just graduated from high school mm-hmm. and she's getting ready to go to college. I know Uncle James didn't go to college. Did you go to college, Auntie? Mm-hmm. So this is always interesting to me, because Haley is now going to be entering a phase of life that her parents never went through. Right. And that's something that that's she shares that in common with me. I remember when I went to college, there was obviously a lot of excitement and anxiety, also stress. And one of the things that I was, in a way, it changed my relationship with my parents.
Wow.
Because I realized I'm doing something that my parents haven't done.
Sure.
They have a lot of wisdom mm-hmm. and they've taught me a lot of things, but there's some things in college that I faced that I don't think my parents really understand, if I'm being honest. Right. And so I look back on that time in my life, and I'm so grateful for the support I have with my parents, but I'm also thankful for the opportunity that college gave me to kind of do some things for myself.
For sure.
And say, I'm doing something my dad never did. And maybe that's a prideful thing to say, but I definitely did think about that. And I'm curious for you guys, and especially you, Auntie, as your daughter goes off to college and she's going to experience a lot of new things, some great things and some challenges as well. As your role as a mother, like, what do you see that being for this next season of Haley's life?
And that's so good, Josh. Mm-hmm. I totally see what you're saying mm-hmm. about that. It being a whole new season for her and mm-hmm. for us, because like I said, we've never been down this road, and we've heard about it. Our friends have gone, and you know, but as far as like actually living the experience, mm-hmm. this is going to be a new thing for her mm-hmm. and for us.
Yeah.
And so I can only just hope and pray that we have done our job, you know, as parents to raise her up. And I think she's going to do, she's got a great head on her shoulders. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about her at all. Mm-hmm. But I just think that it's more of an excitement for her, but it's more of a, don't go for me. You know, like I feel like I've tried so hard to control the situation. Mm-hmm. Like up until this point, like, I've been handling all the scholarships and all the, you know, have you done this essay? Have you done this? Mm-hmm. Did you fill out these papers? You know, I've been trying to keep all this. And now all that's kind of done. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, like, I'm starting to have to, like, be okay with, okay, she's packing her bags, mm-hmm. you know? And so as much as I'm like grasping at straws, like trying to help her decorate her dorm. Like, okay, what color rug should we get? And like, do you want this blanket or do you want this blanket? And, you know, she's up there doing it herself. Yeah, and I'm like, you know, I have to just.
She's painting her shelf or
she's
whatever
right now.
That is,
she's
as we
at
speak.
Home painting her shelf in the
that's
garage.
Exciting.
When he even said, like, she's adulting.
Mm-hmm. She's adulting.
She's got her little brush and she's out there painting and doing all this adult stuff. And it's really amazing to watch your kids go from.
Oh, my gosh.
A child to an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I guess it's between 17 and 18. It happens, obviously, mm-hmm. but there's something, there's a shift that takes place.
Hopefully between 7 and 18.
Yes. Here's hoping.
I've been I still feel like I'm going through the shift.
I mean, as far as like the dynamics of your relationship, it feels she's very much an adult, like in her head, the way she thinks for herself.
Yeah.
I mean, she'll still come to us and ask advice and things like that. We'll always welcome it, but it's exciting to watch her. As hard as it is, it's exciting to watch her.
I'm glad you're sharing your perspective on this, Chris, because obviously we did experience with our older boys, Jackson and Dylan. Now for those who don't know, Jackson and Dylan are our two boys from a previous marriage, so they didn't really grow up primarily with us. But we obviously got to be involved with them going off to Lee University. But with Haley, she's definitely the first one
she's
coming out
us.
Of our home. And it is. Mm-hmm. It's
as a matter of fact, the boys actually lived closer.
Yeah.
Once they moved to college, they were 2 hours closer.
Exactly.
So we're like, oh, good.
Which
they're close,
we
you
enjoyed
know?
Getting to be a part of that journey.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think the other difference is that this is our baby girl.
Yeah.
And
it's
our
different.
First baby girl. We have another one in a few years. But
so
there, from my perspective of a dad, that's one of the first things that I'm sort of just thinking through, Josh, constantly, is that this is my baby girl.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we know for a fact that she's ready, that, but I'm thinking about her safety.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about, you know, is she gonna be okay, you know, just be protected away from home.
Sure.
And not being able to see her every day and look out for her. That's where I go, and God definitely is helping our whole family, but especially Chrissy and I, to just know that this is that bittersweet sort of tug that we are obviously excited. Haley really has put herself in a great position to do well, and she's going to do well. She's going in. To study civil engineering, so we're excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bittersweet to know that this chapter is coming to the end as we knew it. But now we get to look forward to what this next season is.
Sure.
And there's other great things to look forward to. But the idea that a chapter is coming to an end. It's going to take some time. And I've heard it from your dad and from others who've had, who you know, saw their kids go off to college. Things are going to be different moving forward.
Yeah.
And so the hope is that, you know, from a parent's perspective is that we prepared Haley as much as we could. I mean, obviously we were far from perfect, but just hopefully have given her tools, you know, obviously at the top of the list is that she is going to walk out her walk with Jesus, you know, without being in the, you know, under the roof of her parents. And we know she's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to it, but it's going to be an adjustment for sure.
The house is going to feel different.
No doubt.
It is.
I do want to encourage you guys as parents to know that as bittersweet as the experience is, in a lot of ways, this is what you guys have been preparing for and so working hard for the last 18 years. So I'd encourage you guys when Haley is often at her, you set her off in her dorm, and I'm sure the ride home will be hard, trying to remember that this is also a reward for a lot of the hard work comes with being parents.
And thank you.
I just want you guys to enjoy it. And I know for me, when I was at Lee, the first weekend at Lee, I really wanted to come home.
Wow.
I just wanted to be home with my parents, but I forced myself to stay. I think a couple weeks, I finally came back to watch one of my brother's football games. But knowing the home that Haley grew up in, she'll be back. Yeah. She'll be back in here. And
She's got a nephew now, so she'll be back real quick.
If I could ask you, Josh, because I wanted to, just from your perspective, and maybe this would be helpful in some of our conversations with Haley as she, what were the main adjustments early on for you, or the things that you had to adjust to that you didn't realize that, wow, it might take some time, just leaving home, being in college?
I mean, outside of like, I have to do my own laundry and I have to make sure
you
feed
eat.
Myself.
Yes.
Yeah. Outside of that, I would say it was an adjustment not having my mom knowing my grades. And that was something I had to, I don't know if Haley will deal with this, but that was something I had to face. It's like, okay, if you fail your class,
you fail your class. Yeah. Right.
That was an adjustment, just the responsibility.
Sure.
I don't think you can really learn that until you finally leave.
Absolutely.
And there's more weight on you. Yeah. And my freshman year, I was blessed enough I roomed with Jackson. And so that was special for me, but also I had to kind of relearn how to make friends as well. Because growing up in a place like Franklin, I basically knew the same kids since I was 5 or 6 years old. Yeah. And no one from my high school went to Lee.
Wow.
So that was another adjustment. I had to kind of find myself as like, it was nice because I got to choose like, okay, who do I want to be friends with? Because I can do whatever. Right. I can be in whatever crowd I want to be in.
Huh?
And maybe so. Like my social muscles I started working those out as well. You learn something new, and I know Haley will experience this too, is she's going to be going to school with kids from all over the country, all over the world. Mm. And you get to see different perspectives life and different backgrounds. And, I would encourage her to be open to that, be open to, learning from different people.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yep.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, we'll move on to what I know you guys want to talk about, becoming grandparents.
Yeah.
When I got to ask, what was that day like for you guys when Shiloh came into the world? Yeah. Was it what you expected? Was it not what you expected? How did it all feel for you guys?
Yeah. You go.
I mean, the day was... I think it went.
It was a long day.
It was a very long day. If anything, I just was like, my heart was going out to Leah because, you know, she had been in labor for a good long while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was kind of went overnight. And then she wasn't really progressing as quickly as, you know, everybody was hoping. Mm-hmm. And so she was getting, you know, she was great. Her attitude is incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, I admire her positivity and her determination to just, she's great. Like, she handled it like a pro. Mm-hmm. But sure enough, you know, just with a little bit of patience and a little bit of Pitocin, things started moving. And we got there. What time did we? I was there earlier with her mom and then Jackson's mom. So like there's three sets of grandparents here. So we've got Jackson's mom and his stepfather and then... James and me. I'm Jackson's stepmother, and then there's Leah's mother, Donna,
Jim
was
and Donna.
There. Jim
yep.
Donna were there. So the three moms were there for probably a good portion of the day.
You guys were kind of having your own little party.
Yeah, we had a good 3-hour Panera Bread lunch.
Just being at the
Talked
hospital,
about everything.
Did it give you flashbacks of when you were giving birth yourselves? Or
No, it didn't for me.
Okay,
I had C-section, so it was a whole different experience. But you know, just the waiting is hard, you know, like with C-sections, it's like, okay, here's your time, you're going in and here's your baby, you know, but with this, it's like, you know, you have to just be patient. And so we waited and waited, and I was just like, my heart was going out for Leah because I knew she had to have been tired, but man, she pushed that baby out 9 pounds, 3 ounces, 9 pounds, 3 ounces.
Wow.
The sweetest little blonde-haired baby boy. And when we saw him, now we couldn't all go in at once, which was very hard because once again there was three sets of so one person at a time was allowed to go in, but so each of us got our moment with the baby, and it wasn't long, but it was just enough to kind of hold him and snuggle him for a sweet minute, and his face and his little cheeks and he's perfect. He really is. We're in love with him, and so proud of Leah, like how great she did with him. And she's even now, like a couple days later, they're tired, but like just to watch them figure it out, you know, and, you know, helping, but also just letting them, you know, this is what happens. You know, you're parents, new parents, and you just kind of figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
And it's been fun.
I'm enjoying just witnessing Leah and Jack become parents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's because they've obviously been preparing. I know they have. And, and they've, you know, gone through, you know, maybe having meetings with other couples, and but again, until you have your, in this case, your first child, everything is new. Everything is a first, and so they've just been really good in just going through that process of okay, these are, you know, there's things that they've obviously been prepared for, but you know. Just the schedule, you know, everything is, it's all around this little baby boy. He dictates, he determines, you know, which is kind of a interesting thought in and of itself, but, that's the beauty of it, you know, because I'm sure, they would say, Jackson and Leah would say, in the last 5 days, they could write a book of what they've learned already.
I'm sure.
But again, as a grandparent, it's still very new. Like, okay, how much do I FaceTime or call Jackson, not being annoying? But obviously, you know, I did. I reached out to him today, just checking in. You know, what do you need? Like, what do you actually need that you need someone to do for you? You know, that's kind of what I feel. You know, not just grandparents, but, you know, their cousins and family, because we just want to help them during this time. And that'll continue to evolve. You know, there's this whole meal train that's already been put together. So they are absolutely, they've got a great community that are loving on them. But like Chrissy, you said, part of this whole experiment, if you will, is to allow the parents to navigate and figure out, okay, this is, you know, but this little baby boy, he's running the show, you know, for the next 18 years, man.
I just kind of had a memory of, this was right before Jackson and Leah were getting married. Leah was actually on the podcast. And one of the, you guys have heard a question I like to ask people is, what are you dreaming about? And Leah, her answer, if I'm remembering it right, was she was dreaming about the day that she got to become a mother.
Wow.
And it's funny. It's amazing and beautiful.
I remember
just
that
coming full circle to this. And now knowing that right now she's mothering and with everything that comes with that.
Wow.
And it's a blessing from God. And
absolutely.
I know Jackson and Leah are blessed with parents like you guys who... our grandparents to their son. I'm curious to ask you guys, what emotions are different from when you had your own children compared to the things you're feeling now having a grandson?
I think it's a joy that it's just a magnified joy, because, you know, when you have your own kids, it's incredible. And watching them experience things like for the first time, like, oh, it's the first time they played soccer. Oh, yeah. I remember when I played soccer. And, mm-hmm. Or when it's the first time they painted a picture. Oh, look how cute. You know, you can look back and remember your first and relate to how they feel. And you're excited for them to try new things. Mm-hmm. And when your child has a child and you know, it's like this it just magnifies the joy, mm-hmm. because it's like, oh my gosh, they're going to get to experience all of these firsts with their baby. My baby is experiencing a first, and then now she's going to watch all her baby experience all their first. It's just this joy on top of a joy on top of a joy. And so that's the only thing I can think of. I don't know if I'm explaining it correctly, but
that resonates with me. But if I'm being just totally honest, being a grandparent is a lot easier. It just is, right? I mean, we were talking a while ago, just the rest part of it, right? Just being exhausted.
Sure.
It just comes with the territory. Yeah. So grandparents, we're not exhausted.
Yeah.
But so then we play a different role, mm-hmm. because Chrissy knows what it's like to, you know, and we know, I know what it's like to have that first child and second and third. There's just no way around it. There's exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think from what I'm finding out in the last 4 days, 5 days, as a grandparent, is we want to be there for our exhausted kids.
Yeah.
But there's a a way to navigate through that, and we're, you know, just figuring it out.
Yep.
Jim and Donna, this is their second one, but then Greg and Michelle, the same.
Mm-hmm. You
know, it's just like, hey, it's easy. It's just easy. You know, we can provide things, and I think that's the role that we're going to play. We're going to spoil this kid.
Yep.
That's probably the distinct difference when I think about at least this season, these first few weeks, first few months, is the exhaustion that, you know, you go through when you have your kids versus being a grandparent.
That's so true.
One thing that I've learned and witnessed through watching my brother become a father, my parents become grandparents, and now Jackson and Leah, is I've gotten to see the value of, you know, they say it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe that God intended us to grow up in community and in family. And I see with my nephew, Josiah, the gift he has of having present grandparents.
Yeah.
And the gift that Shiloh's going to have of having present grandparents, and Jackson and Leah as well.
I
think that, you know, and I know it doesn't always work out, and every family has their own dysfunctions, and sometimes people are spread out, especially in our American culture, that, you know, it's not always a given that grandparents are going to be around.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think I can see God's will through that, in seeing the beauty, that the blessing that Josiah and Shiloh have. And I sometimes wonder, I have a lot of respect and admiration for people who are far from their parents when they have kids. And because I can see what a gift having grandparents is, even if it's just, we'll watch him for an hour. Yeah. I know you guys. You guys will watch him for a week.
You know, when we had Haley like 18 years ago, your mom was such a huge blessing, because she would watch her, you know, that's her godmother.
Yeah.
And so at the time they didn't live here. Yeah. And so your parents, obviously we had no grandparents here. Mm-hmm. So thankfully your mama stepped up and said, well, I'll watch Haley.
Yeah.
So she was such a blessing in the first maybe 2 years of our, you know, having Haley. She watched her whenever I had to work or whenever he was gone. When my back went out, she took me and both of the, because you were out on the road for about 2 weeks, and I was like laid out, couldn't get up. Yeah. If there was a fire, I wasn't moving. Wow. I mean, it was that bad. And she said, come stay with me.
Wow. Yeah.
So yes, it wasn't a grandparent, but your mom was a saint. Mm. And I'll never forget that, how good she was to us and what a blessing it was and is, you know. So we love Auntie Lori.
Yeah, I'm really glad, Josh, that you highlighted that community, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And it's not just when there's a newborn. It's just the mm-hmm. blessing of community.
Yeah.
I think it's so underappreciated.
Yeah.
And it's the reason why we do, we think about people who can't have their family around them for mm-hmm. whatever reason,
right.
for, you know, just the way it's mm-hmm. it's worked out. But when you do have that, whether it's your actual family,
right.
or just friends, and yep. We're seeing it even now with Jack and Leah, mm-hmm. their circle of friends, and then you know, there's this whole meal train, and there's other people. I know the cousins, the Kays,
cousins.
The
yep.
cousins community. Yep. They've all, those who heard the great news, they're all reaching out and, you know, sending, you mm-hmm. know, little gifts or gift cards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a blessing. Mm-hmm. It's a huge blessing.
One of the foundational verses of Katina Ministry is Genesis 2:18. It's not good that man should be
yeah.
alone.
Mm-hmm.
And Shiloh's life, even though it's just beginning, has already been a reminder to me of that.
Yeah.
That there's Absolutely. God intended us to live through all seasons
Absolutely.
With
yep.
each other. He gave us our community yeah. as a gift from him. Mm. And so I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank
and
you, man.
I'm
Thanks,
so
Josh.
Thankful. I thank God for Shiloh and Jackson and Leah.
Mm-hmm.
And someday we'll have the little ones
oh,
on the show.
Oh, yes. Can you imagine that? Interview with Shiloh and Josiah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. We might be a few years from that.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm sure I showed you guys
the
video of them trying to teach Josiah how to say Shiloh's
oh,
name.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's precious.
Yeah.
I was just, Josiah doesn't know it yet.
Yes.
But he just got one of his lifelong best
That's
friends
right.
just
wow.
came. And
yep.
It's just crazy.
It reminded me of,
yeah.
you know, how thankful I am for my cousins.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's beautiful to see that tradition continuing on.
Absolutely.
Well, I love you guys. Auntie Chrissy,
yes.
thank you for being
Thanks,
here.
Josh. Thanks for having us.
You are always welcome on the yes. show.
Anytime. Thank you.
To those of you listening, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with more episodes soon. Have a great day. Thank you.